workshop meeting to order. If you would all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for wisdom in the decisions the city council makes and for favor upon this city. Now, will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. May be seated. I'd like to move to item 1.04, roll call. We have two council members absent, Eugene Bain, due to unfortunate incident with his back, and also Angel Garza on vacation. I'd entertain a motion to excuse them from tonight's meeting.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 1.05 is a citizen input. Is there any citizen tonight who would like to address the city council? Okay, seeing none. I think we're supposed to approve our agendas tonight. Do we need to approve the agendas? Debbie? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So we'll move to our current business. Item 2.01 is a public hearing for the Adams County Water District Number 1 utility rates. And tonight we have a staff presentation from Spencer. Or Debbie. I thought it was Spencer. It is Spencer. Okay, thank you. Oh, yes. Is there anyone here tonight who needs interpretation? Part of these rates affect residents who live outside of the city limits, and there are some, we're aware there are Spanish speakers, so we just want to make that available to anyone tonight to have translation. Okay, seeing none. Go ahead and proceed, Spencer.
Thank you very much. We have a contract with Adams County Water District as a utility, a water provider of provider of water and sewer utility. The city has a contract with Adams County Water District Number 1 to also provide these services to them. The city recently put into motion an ordinance for a new water rate structure, a new ordinance for the next 3 years, 2017, 18, and 19. And in the previous year, we set a new rate structure for the sewer for 16, 17, and 18. And the purpose of the meeting tonight, currently the Adams County Water District follows those rates, the same rates as other in-city and out-of-city users of the water. And so the purpose of the meeting tonight is to hear any questions or concerns regarding the water rates and sewer rates for the Adams County Water District.
Okay. Thank you. Right now, I'd like to open the public testimony portion of this public hearing. There are three opportunities to give testimony: those in support of this rate increase, those neutral, or those in opposition to it. Is there anyone here tonight who would like to give public testimony in support of this rate increase? Is there anyone here that's neutral that would like to give testimony? Is there anyone present in the room who is in opposition to this increase? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the public testimony portion. Council, you can ask Spencer if you have any additional questions with regard to this proposal. None? Okay. Spencer, I'm looking to you for some direction. Do we need to adopt this tonight, or are we going to wait?
Nothing to adopt. The whole purpose of this meeting is just to have a public hearing to hear out the different sides regarding the rates.
Okay.
So no motion is required.
All right. then I will close the public hearing at 6:35 p.m. And we'll move to item 2.02, ordinance to adopt the ad valorem property tax. And Spencer Williams has a report about the ad valorem property tax.
For these next few items, I would request that I can sit down so I can run the computer and bring these items up. So the first item here is ad valorem property tax. When we were going through our review of revenues for the year, this was a little over a month ago. This was early on in our budget process. We had a public hearing on all the revenue sources. We reviewed this as one of those revenues, and we were required through the county auditor to certify and to accept a level of property tax. I have been in contact with our county assessor, and the dollar amount that she gave us to work into our budget was actually a little bit less than this figure that you see up here, 1650. The number that we've been working with is 1609, about $40,000 less than the figure here. Recently, I heard from her that there's a possibility that we could receive this extra additional about $40,000, and so she suggested when we pass our ad valorem ordinance that we include those extra dollars in there, so if they become available, then we can benefit from that. And the county won't reallocate those somewhere else. So, with that, the recommendation of staff that the council approves this ordinance establishing the ad valorem property tax for property tax for the year.
Any questions, council? I'd entertain a motion then.
I'll move to approve the ad valorem tax ordinance for the fiscal year 2017.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Spencer. We'll move to item 2.03, resolution to establish the general fund minimum fund balance.
During our budget process, we also discussed moving the general fund balance from the minimum fund balance in the general fund from $500,000 down to $400,000 for a one-year period, 2017. This, the ordinance attached to this will be just that, just for the one-year period, January 1 to December 31, 2017. With that, oh, resolution, I'm sorry. With that is the recommendation of staff that we adopt the resolution.
Any questions? Guys are all familiar. Entertain a motion then to adopt this resolution establishing the $400,000 as the general fund minimum.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next item is 2.0 fund utility tax ordinance. Spencer?
Thank you. And I, you know, I should have said earlier, tonight we have a whole series of ordinances, and it's really a pretty quick night tonight. So we've had a whole series of budget meetings where we discussed the budget in detail at every level. And tonight I've put together all the ordinances that codify all those conversations that we've been having. So tonight we just have the ordinances on items that we've already talked about. This ordinance does a few different things. It'll just be one motion, one ordinance. The first item up here is for the water and the sewer utility tax that the city is establishing. And again, this is a tax established on the provider. So on those funds, the water and the sewer fund, we established on the water, we are increasing that tax from 2% to 10%. And then we're establishing a 15% tax on the sewer service. And again, this is an incremental tax provided by that utility. So that's the first item here. Then the second one here is the use of utility tax dollars. All of our utility tax revenues, if it's from the water sewer taxes that we just established here, or if they're from natural gas, electric, those other taxes from other companies that pay that, all those revenues are collected in our utility tax for utility revenues, utility fund. For our code, 50% of those revenues are automatically moved over to our general fund for general fund purposes of the city. Remaining is used for other capital items. It's really a general fund account and can be used at the council discretion. Through our budgeting process, again, I was going to reference our spreadsheet that we went through at our last couple of meetings where we had all of our different red zone items up there. We looked at the utility fund in conjunction with the general fund, and then we're using those dollars. We just need to come up with a percentage that allows us to use those utility tax dollars. So for the new year 2017, this equates to 88% of the revenues collected under the utility tax fund. We do move over to the general fund. And again, that's a one-year establishment. 2016, our percentage was 91%. And at the end of this year, we'll go back to the default 50% unless the council wants to do something else like we did this year. With that in mind, the one ordinance that I've attached makes all of these changes that are up here. And it's the recommendation of staff that we approve this ordinance.
Questions, Council?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why are we just doing that on a one-year basis instead of making that permanent?
That question was brought before the council last year, maybe the year before. We thought of the idea of absorbing the utility tax fund directly into the general fund. That's the way a lot of cities run. All those revenues are just brought into the general fund. And at that time, I shared some of the history on that fund. We can go through that again in this new year if the council wants. But at the time, the idea from council or at least committee was if we track these dollars separately, it can give another level of transparency and it would be a little bit easier to see what's happening with these dollars. And so that's the only reason why we kept it. But with that said, that just means that we need to approve whatever percentage of dollars.
Let me transfer over.
Now, the utility tax dollars is the only one that's going to be a one-year deal. The others, is this an established rate, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, you mean the...
The water sewer provider.
Yeah, that's moving forward. This is just the use of those dollars, okay. And we can address that.
I'll make a motion to approve the proposed ordinance amending chapters 3.02. and 3.03 of the OMC.
Second.
No.
Okay, we have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, John. Move to item 2.05, ordinance to adopt the capital facility plan 2017 through 2022. Spencer?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll bring up the capital facility plan. Itself again. At our last meeting, we had a public hearing over the capital facility plan, looking at the projects going on in the future. And at that time, we had a few changes that were proposed. We made some changes to the amount of dollars that are going into the fire for the fire reserve. That's a little bit small here. So this year, instead of 60, we're doing 60 plus the 42 dollars going into the reserve for fire equipment. And then in the years out, instead of doing 50 or 60,000, what we were talking about, we're moving it to 80,000 for the for the for last meeting. Other than that, I think all the other numbers stayed the same. So that is the recommendation that council approves our adopts this ordinance to.
Any questions, Councilman? I think we went over that pretty well. Entertain a motion then.
I move to adopt the 2017 through 2022 capital facility plan ordinance.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Spencer. Now we're going to move to the public hearing on the final, this is item 2.06 on our agenda, public hearing on the final 2017 budget. And Spencer, you have a staff report?
Thank you very much. This is the second of two required public hearings for the budget. Our budget is exactly the same as we discussed at our last meeting with the two additions, the $42,000 additional fire reserve, and then I also included the $1,000 as we discussed last week. With that, turn the time back over.
Okay, at this time I'll open the public testimony for a comment to address the City Council on our budget. It's separated in three areas, those in support, those neutral, or those in opposition to our proposed budget. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in support of the city's budget for 2017? Is there anybody neutral that would like to speak? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the city's budget? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the public testimony at 6:46 p.m. and we don't need a motion. We need a motion to adopt the budget. No.
We'll move into that.
Okay, that's the next item. Okay. Item 2.07 is ordinance to adopt the City of Othello 2017 budget. Spencer.
I would like to stand for this item because this is the ultimate culmination of all the work that we've been putting into the budget over the last couple of months. The budget is quite an in-depth and involved process that we go through. We start with the department heads and we go through the different council committees and then we start bringing items before the full council for some in-depth discussion, and that's what we've been doing over the last couple of months. This budget, this ordinance that is before you tonight encapsulates all of those conversations, all the decisions, the yays and nays on different items, and this is ultimately the ordinance that will establish the new budget for the 2017 fiscal year with the $18.7 million budget for the year. With that is the recommendation of staff that council see this ordinance and approve it.
Council? I just want to thank the staff, Spencer, and the department heads, and everybody else who helped put this together. Spencer did a lot of work, a lot of extra work, and I also want to thank the council. You guys put in a ton of work on this budget with all the budget hearings. And meetings, and then of course here in public the meetings, and I think you all are very knowledgeable of what this budget is, what we plan to do with the revenue and through our expenditures this next year, and I just want to express my appreciation to the City Council and to staff for everything that's gone into this. And with that, I would recommend approving our 2017 budget.
Make that motion.
Second.
Sorry,
we have a motion made and seconded to approve the 2017 budget. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Item number three on our agenda is committee reports. Are there any committee reports to come before the council tonight? Okay, item four, council will also receive the approved planning commission minutes, item 4.01, and item five and 5.01, the council will receive the department head reports. Having no further business to come before, oh yes, John.
I came in and discussed with Travis and Wade. We have a situation with current business owner in Othello who is finding it difficult to get something done with his parking lot and he's already into it for quite a bit of money, and he still doesn't have anything acceptable to him. What he would like to do is take out his blacktop and put new blacktop in. And there's some issues with what he's required to do if he does something like that. But as it is right now today, it's doing what it's doing. We talked, and what I think the property owner needs to do is come before the council and ask for a variance so that he's not burdened to meet the requirements of the ordinances that exist on the books today. And then it would be up to us to see if we're willing to do that.
Travis, do you have any comment?
I've also been in contact with the property owner, and I would be more than happy to help them through any kind of process they want to pursue. There are some other options that could be available to him, and we'll work through those and come up with some suggestions to help him.
Okay. So if something does need to come before the council, will you let us know?
I would think probably the next conversation that we would want to have would be the water and the sewer and the utility committee, because I believe there are some options that can be considered by the city.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, Mayor, just to, John and I had this conversation. We talked about doing a sort of a blanket thing, but what we really need to do is when you have a property owner come to you as a council person and say, hey, I've got this problem and I can't get it done because of the ordinances or whatever, just explain to him to come talk to, you know, Spencer or Cherry or myself or whatever, and figure out if there's another option. And that option, of course, is a variance. And then that property owner could, we could work with them and come up with a plan to either recommend for or against. Sometimes it's not feasible to do the variance because it goes against, it's not in the best interest of the city. In this particular case, it might be in the best interest of the city. It may work out just fine to work something, you know, to work around. But we don't know that until we work with the property owner and see. So tell them, well, diplomatically, instead of complaining about it, come talk to the city. Let's try and work out those variances.
I want you to know the landowner didn't approach me. I approached him because I had heard through the grapevine about some of the issues. So I asked him if he wouldn't mind telling me what his side of it was, and he did, and then I came and spoke to you guys. And I don't know if this is a proper forum to introduce this, but I would like to try to work to resolve this for that property owner in the least amount of cost to him, but yet protect the city's interest. Because
yep.
He's a long-time property owner, business owner, and very supportive of the community, so.
Good, thank you for bringing that to our attention. I think as Travis and Wade stated, we'll have a meeting with him and
yeah, we might have to reach out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The one thing is on plan reviews, I mean, I don't know if they need to look at it longer the first time instead of, you know, getting the plans. Okay, you need to change this. It goes back to them. They change it. They bring it back. Oh, now you need to change this. It needs to be all done at once instead of back and forth, because that takes so much time. So that's something that needs.
In our defense, we've been trying to do that, but.
It's not.
Yeah.
This our staff.
Yeah. Oh, right. And so what I think what Mark's trying to say is the developer needs to think more long term and just instead of one problem, let's think. You know, yeah, got it. Do you have anything else I might not? Okay. Just a progress report on 14th. It's pretty much mostly done, but just in case you get a question about how come there's no turn arrows or there's no crosswalks, the weather finally beat us. Okay, we got everything done except for that. And since we decided to do some burn-in markings that are more permanent and last longer, we don't have the weather to do it. And obviously, we don't now. It's got to be 50 degrees and rising, Terry, something like that to do that. ground temperature, not air temperature, ground temperature. So we're trying to do some workarounds, especially with crosswalks. I asked Terry to investigate doing some flashing crosswalk signs to make those more visible. He's got a couple of those on order for there at Wajitas. And we're also looking at some other stuff as well to do that. So if anybody asks, just that's what happens. So as soon as the weather warms up in the spring, or if we get some kind of Chinook through here and warms up for a week or two, we may do it then, but probably the spring. So that's what's going on. In case somebody from the school or whoever asked about that, that's what we're doing.
Very good. Thank you. Anything further? Hearing none, we'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 6:55 p.m.
So there's a Cal Rip.